We had our 107.5 KZL Roland Relief yesterday, collecting items and donations for those affected in Western North Carolina by Hurricane Helene, and it was a tremendous success. Thank you to everyone
you.
Who helped. For the Greensboro location at Target, we'll be in Winston-Salem today at Haines Mall Boulevard Costco from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. We're collecting items. You can go into Costco and get some stuff. You can bring stuff with you. And we have a whole list of the most needed items at 107.5kzl.com. Or if you just want to volunteer your time. We had lots of people do that yesterday, which was super cool.
Which we needed.
Yeah,
which we definitely needed.
I wish we had everyone's name to thank them. But because it's us, there's some behind-the-scenes chaos.
Should we preface this entire thing by saying that if there is ever a situation, you find yourself in maybe an emergency situation or a natural disaster, or anything where you need help, Josie is the person you want to have on your team.
Oh, she'll be the first to
100%
help or volunteer to help.
She is the helper.
And not even on big things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a disaster. It could be something small.
No matter what, she's there.
She's always the first. But we had some chaos.
There was chaos.
Like, we're all like, all right, we're getting ready to go head out there. We're feeling good. We're collecting items for this great cause. And Matt, you get a text that says, we all got a text that said what?
I had another text pulled up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you wanted me to read.
The text that initially came in as we were getting ready to leave was that nobody was there. Nothing was set up. I think there was some profanity that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not an ounce of internet that was out there. We were like, well, way to go, Matt. Didn't bring the damn internet.
Well, but wasn't there people waiting?
Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, nobody was there. Like, she was saying on our team to be ready,
Yes, nobody from our team was there. I mean, our morning show was not there because
it start till 10.
So we didn't have eyes on the scene. We didn't know. But we received the text message and we were like, uh-oh.
And I had made Josie aware at the end of last week, like, this is such a last minute kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have any staff that we can send to this thing. So I need, are you able to drive the van and stuff? She said, yep, no problem. I will take that. And then, at 10:25, this S should have been set up an hour ago.
From Josie to the group.
I'm trying to be on air, put up tents, fix an iPad connection. I have no tables, no internet. I'm about to lose my S.
And we're like, what's happening?
Yeah. So we're like, well, what can we bring? What should we throw in the car? It was like everything. Put everything in the car.
Everything in the car. And I side texted Matt and I said, Matt, you didn't bring the internet. I put the internet on your desk on Friday.
How dare you?
Because Katie did that. She said, what do we need? I'm leaving and can bring whatever now. She said, people who have the S that we don't. We need tables, signs, chairs, and internet.
And she was on one yesterday, Josie. She was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Showed up. And at one point I said to Josie, because she's like, these are my friends from Village Beverage. Don't talk to Jared. Yeah, because Jared, don't talk to them. And no, don't talk to them either. And like, he works for somewhere else, but he actually works for me at Village Beverage, but he doesn't really work there. And I'm like, Josie, stop. Stop. There's too much going on. I said, if you're trying, and I love Josie, I said, if you're trying to win the most annoying person award, you've already won.
Uh-huh.
There's no one else competing.
How'd she take that?
I said to her face.
Oh, I know my God.
She just rolled her eyes and laughed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
right. She has a good sense of humor.
She does. Oh, yeah. I know.
She's like, whatever. And then she like said some award that I should win or whatever. I'm like, yeah, no, I could win that one.
What award? Did she want you to
win? I can't remember what it was. There's so much talking that I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it is a whirlwind for sure. A whirlwind. And when you go into that, when you're, I'm just driving silently in my car, enjoying the peace, thinking like, oh, I can't wait. You're going to meet a lot of people, And then you go into the and it's like, oh my God, like sensory overload.
Yeah.
And then also I feel bad because she feels chaotic and she feels out of control, like nothing. And so then I want to help, but I don't even know.
They're like, what do you want me to do?
I don't know what chaos it was.
Right. So there was a lot of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then someone suggested, said, hey, why don't you and Katie go stand by the front door at Target,
peace.
Which was about 200 feet away. And I'm like, good idea.
Adios.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, I think they were having trouble when we broadcast live. We have some new technology. And one of the iPads you use, it gets the broadcast via internet or even a cell phone tower. And I guess that wasn't working correctly. So that was initially the problem. Then when nothing was, I guess it wasn't set up, that's what probably triggered the most. Because she knew that coming up at 10 o'clock, she was going to have to be live. And I got a text saying, hey, I'm going to end up missing my first break. But, that type of thing. I'm like, uh-oh, there's going to be problems out there. So then she's like, you're going to have to stay there. We might have to send you this via email or something like that. I'm like, oh no.
Okay, yeah. So what
and then
I'm
nobody
hearing...
told me anything, and then I'm like, can I come there now? Well, it... oh yes, you can come. Everything's fine.
Well, part of that, Jason, was a joke that she was playing on you because she was having her meltdown, and then the rest of us were kind of helping fix it, and then everything was good, and then Jason would be like, "Is there a problem?" That was Jason's text to the group. So she had everything sorted out, but she said that because Jason wasn't there yet, she wanted to send him a text saying that nothing was working and he was going to have to manually put everything in from here since he was the only one left.
Oh, so he could have a freak out here.
Right. Yeah, yeah. She was trying to do that back at him for doing the, is everything, is there a problem?
Okay. Well, I know these things can get hectic.
It's new.
And we're trying to do the best we can. So I actually prep myself for the chaos that could possibly happen.
You can prep yourself for
not
that?
Not really. It sometimes will boil over. And I was preventing it from boiling over. What was stressing me out is I had a couple things I had to do before I went to, but I didn't have the answer that I needed. So as all these texts are coming in, I'm trying to get my stuff done that I have to go so I can get there. But then this is all flying in. So I'm like, is there an issue? Can I go? Uh-huh. And when she said that I might have to stay, that's why I didn't. So I just was waiting here at one point like, is anything coming?
Yeah. Well, I think also we have grown to just accept and acknowledge the fact that if there are a bunch of texts rolling through, Jason is just going to be MIA.
Yeah.
Like if we're looking,
if
I mean, you just do.
Crazy. Especially if we need like an answer right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we need that, we're like, well, we know Jason's not going to answer. And then we're going to go to him later and be like, what was the answer? And he'll be like, I don't know. You guys figured it out.
Say, whatever you did was wrong. Yeah. Like, yeah. We haven't told him what we did yet.
The problem is sometimes the thread that we're on, it's so many people that it's like 30 messages. Mm-hmm. If you look down for a second, and you come back to your phone, there's 30 text messages. So I'm like, I'm lost. I'm like trying to find out, well, where?
It's a lot.
It's a lot to go through. And also what I am hearing, and I'm just going to throw that out there, is that Drew, our IT guy, really dropped the ball by not being there.
Yeah.
He made it sound great once he got there.
Yeah.
But I think he should have been there earlier. Mm.
Put down the bait for a second.
I did look at him. I did look at him yesterday at one point. I was like, can you make sure you're there tomorrow? And he said, yeah, what time? I said, whatever time you need to be there to keep this chaos from spreading again.
Like, he better be there.
Today? Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Right. So I told him this was yesterday for Tuesday today. I said, whatever time you feel like you need to be there to keep everyone level headed.
Ooh, I would have given him a time there. Because I think the other times where we've said whatever time you think, it's 5 minutes after the broadcast.
But I also feel like
the signal before.
Uh-huh. I also feel like he got a handful of it yesterday when he did arrive there.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he was standing right next to Josie for hours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I saw BB Shea, who works here, and he was here at like 6 a.m. today.
Yeah.
And I go, what are you doing here so early? Trying to prevent what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
We can't have that again. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything about it.
I'm just like, okay.
He's one of the first people in the building today.
I was like, whoa.
The best part of the entire thing is when I did get there, I'm like, everything looks good to me.
Looks great.
It's all smooth. Yep. It's all going on.
When I got there, everything was fine.
We had chairs. Oh, really? We had the signs. Yeah. We had the tent. Okay. Everything set up. And Jason, you definitely have your fair share of some freak out moments.
I know.
Like you, yesterday, even in the afternoon, you were doing your live check-ins, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And at one point, you're hitting their iPad like over, and you're like, it's not working repeatedly as he's screaming it. And I said, well, I think it might be overheating because it's in the sun. And then you were like, you're right. And you picked it up, and then all of a sudden you're like holding it up trying to chase the shade.
Yes.
And I thought, well, I don't think that's gonna work.
Chase the shade.
The shade chaser.
I'm a shade chaser. I like chasing the shade.
It sounded great.
Yeah, I've been trying to do more of the freakouts in a private setting. So like when I know it's chaotic, I go there, let it be chaotic, and then when I notice there's less people around, I freak out with myself.
Yeah. No, yeah, when I was there with Jason, totally, there was no freak out.
I was calm.
Uh-huh. Totally calm.
How calm was I when I got
there? The most calm.
The calmest I've ever seen.
Yes, because I knew.
He's the most calm. I've never seen anyone this calm. You would think I would be calmer, but no, not yesterday.
It was going so well when I got there. I'm like, my gosh, because then we're filling up the trailer truck for to take to Western North Carolina. I was like, oh my gosh, compared to Hurricane Florence when we're out there, we're way ahead of the game.
Agreed.
With people coming out filling this truck up. So I'm like, this is the best it could possibly ever go. Because I was getting nervous that, oh my gosh, not enough people are going to come out. We're not going to be able to get this truck filled, blah, 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 blah. But the truck was the best, most organized packed truck I've ever seen ever.
And a lot of that's props to the Volvo folks for
100%.
Doing that.
The ladies and men that were in that Volvo truck were, it was as if you were going shopping, you know, everything was organized and categorized and laid out, and you could see. I mean, I have never been in the back of a truck like that. Was that organized?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like they had worked for UPS or something.
100%.
Like packing trucks. Yeah, they were great. And then also, it's a little bit of karma. Have you ever been like the Salvation Army bell during Christmas?
Oh yeah,
they're out front, and it's because they don't take card. At least they haven't. And then you find yourself trying to walk around and avoid them.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Girl Scouts, like, I'm going to get the cookies, but they don't take cash. Like, I see they don't take card.
No, they do Venmo, thank goodness.
They do now.
But.
And you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to say no to these, you know, cute girls out here mm-hmm. trying to sell. So I try to go to the side entrance. I had a lot of that because I was standing in the front uh-huh. and it looked like we were selling something. Yeah. And so we had to tell people like,
no,
we're just collecting donations. Here's a sign. If you want to get some stuff when you come out. And if not, that's fine. We'll just ridicule you as you walk to your car, not donate.
No big deal.
They're like, ha, ha, ha.
Well, a lot of people did, even when they saw it and they came out. I mean, so many people came out, you know, like our clients came out. The one guy that we're not even supposed to say was anonymous that we, and he was just like, I tried to take a picture and he got mad at me for even taking a picture. So I didn't even take a picture, but he donated $1,500. He goes, here's $1,500. And I'm like, Katie, go shopping. I mean, this guy's, and you went shopping for $1,500.
That's amazing.
We were supposed to only go shopping for $1,000.
But it was Katie that went shopping. She's never heard of a budget. A budget she can't break.
I did try at like $998 or something when we're on. First of all, the fact that somebody says to you, go into Target and get the things that you need that are on the top of the list, like the most needed things, and here's your budget.
Yeah.
Is incredible. It was like breaking and entering Christmas all over again.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Shot our cart after cart after cart, and we're just filling it up with all the things that we need. And we get onto the conveyor belt, which they opened up a private line for us because who wants to be behind that, you know?
Right.
And they opened up the private line for us, and at like $9.93 maybe, I said, oh, okay, we're getting close. And I turned to this anonymous donor and I said, Are you sure? And they said, Keep it coming.
Right.
And then another $500 goes through, and it was just
unreal. It doesn't
unreal.
Have to necessarily be that big. Anything helps.
Of course, you know, but it was...
Yeah, we had a lady came up. She was just like very emotionally crying about how mm-hmm. wonderful this was, and you know, she gave something, and that's just as good. You know, I know whatever you can.
If
you have the means. And
Or even if you want to come and help, you know... Mm-hmm.
Load the trucks,
or empty cars. They come up, you know.
And we had people that ran by that didn't have enough time to run in and shop. They just donated money.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. the folks in the mountains need that too.
Yes.
Well, no, and
yes.
I thought it was sweet. There's this guy. He came out and he was like, "How long are you going to be here till 8?" And we're like, 8. He's like, "Okay, I'll come back." He goes, "Matter of fact, I have these brand new like pots and pans that like I was going to return. I haven't been used." He's like, "Can y'all use those?" We're like, "Sure." He's got
yes.
out his car, just gave it to us. He's like,
yeah.
"Here, they need it more than I do."
You
I'm like,
see?
It's a really good feeling to see that First National Bank,
mm-hmm.
One of their local locations, and we see a U-Haul pull up, and I'm like, "What's going on here?" And they open up full of stuff. Their office all donated stuff and brought it.
It's funny when I saw that video of that, I was like, "Wait a minute, that's not a." Big, huge tractor trailer truck. I thought that's what you were loading.
Oh, you weren't there yet. You're like,
oh,
I'm like,
right.
what is this?
Yeah, Volvo
but
couldn't
it was
make
another
it.
Truck to load another truck.
Yes.
I know.
They were backing a truck into a truck. And you're just like, well, I don't know what's happening here, but a lot of goods just went under a tractor trailer.
Yeah, and Go Green Plumbing, Heating and Air came by.
They stopped by.
Gave shovels, which was
a lot more, too.
And a mm-hmm. lot more. They're always helping with local stuff, always, which is so wonderful to see. And I thought it was cool. There was this Jeep that pulled up and it was packed.
Oh yeah,
with waters and Gatorades and dog food and different things. And I was like, man, thank you so much. And it said it was from the Lawndale Swim and Tennis Club, I believe.
Okay.
And they said, yeah, we just had people donate. I mean, our bishop had 500 new socks
and the care packages for the kids. Oh my gosh,
that his kids made that had like treats for snacks for like kids, but also like toothpaste and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And even my friend Zach, who spoils everything before everybody else, like you need to tell somebody. He came by with an EXP Realty. They organized a whole bunch of donations, and he brought them over. And then he's supposed to be coming to the ones in Winston today at Costco with even more. So that was cool. Yeah,
and we
good.
Take it all, by the way. The only thing we're not accepting is like food that could spoil.
Right.
You know, but non-perishable food items is what we're looking for.
We want to
water
prevent,
and
though,
diapers and
used clothing. That's one thing
we've
learned.
We have a place that we can take those things because they will not go to waste.
Right.
They will not go to the trash. They will not, we have a place to take it, but they are not accepting, Western North Carolina not accepting that right now. However, brand new sweaters, brand new blankets, brand new socks, things that are brand new in the packages, they can accept.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I guess the non-perishable food, I hate to say this, but you might have to think they might not have a way of cooking it, so it would have to be something they could, right?
We got a lot of pasta sauce. We got a lot of beans. We got a lot of
I guess
soups,
you could,
like dry
protein,
goods. Yeah. Or snack, even dry snacks. Mm-hmm. Stuff is good. So we're going to be there today. If you see us and you're walking into Costco, you don't have to look at your feet.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to shake you down or anything. We're just there if you wanted to donate.
Oh,
and
the lady.
Info givers. Well,
yeah.
The one lady from Pigtail. What is the?
Oh, Pigtails and Crew Cuts.
Oh, yeah.
She was there
all day.
That's nice.
Yes. She's fantastic. She's at every single event where there is good to be done. She's there.
And I'll tell you one
thing.
You could see it starts picking up heavy at the beginning, but then at 4 o'clock. I started noticing a lot of stuff coming in.
Yeah.
And then
And you know some of the other interesting things that I was seeing people donate that I had not even thought about, you know, that we all have around: buckets, mops, dustpans, brooms, tarps, a lot of protein powders, which are great. Yeah. You know, you can put it into some water or like liquid IVs, stuff like that, to help keep people hydrated and full and powered, you know, to keep going.
Yeah, it's just an overall good feeling to help these people that are just in very, very dire straits and desperate need. And so we'll be at Costco today, Winston-Salem, from 10 until 8.
There will also be chaos.
If you want to see the chaos, get there in a half hour.
Get there early.
Come on.
The chaos always starts early.